Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Welcome to Hyenas. It's a gas. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Hey, everybody. Welcome once again. We're doing it again, you guys. Dallas, Texas, Hyenas Comedy Club. Mockingbird Station. What's the date? It's in here somewhere. It's May 20th, 2015. Did you guys bring some name tags? I have a feeling that's going to be a pretty impressive batch of name tags. And I was right. Gardaniel of the Galaxy, right up front. That's pretty sweet. James instead of Jaws. I get it. Gone Baby Jeff. And then a picture of you as a baby? Like, it's your abduction story? That's some crazy shit. Bon voyage, Charlie W. That's your name, Charlie W?
Yes, sir.
You should have it legally changed to Brown. Then you don't have to mess with that W stuff. Oh, my God, there's so many good ones. Oh, the Incredibles? Your name's Abel?
Yeah.
All right. Let the right Rob in. And your name's Robin. I'm getting so good at this. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Your name clearly is Soldier. Sister Soldier is here, everybody. Oh, no, there's some donuts. Is those donuts? What are they? Beignets or croissants? All right, a whole mixture of stuff. I don't know how you got it in here. Oh, this place doesn't really serve food, does it? Just like pretzels and stuff. Oh, they got some nice food here now that I look at it. I take it back. Well, I'm impressed they let you bring that in. All right, you guys can put them down. Your arms are going to get tired. And it's not my decision, but I do appreciate all the hard work that went into all of those. And good luck to everybody. Good luck tonight, everybody. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did super fun shows in Pensacola and Mobile. And in between, I attended the Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores, Alabama. They should add comedy next year. That's all I'm saying. I was there anyway. I was just there all high and drunk. Might as well got up on stage, tell a couple of jokes. Sunday, I enjoyed the very satisfying series finale of Mad Men. Doug loves TV, too. Good job to all the two guys that are on here all the time from Mad Men. Rich and John. But people, they hate Harry Crane so much, people on the internet. They're so mean to Harry Crane, but Rich Summers is a totally nice guy. Last night I went to see Paramore at the Verizon Theater over there in Grand Prairie. And which part of that was funny? Paramore? I love Paramore. But Grand Prairie is it's an interesting place. I think it's just stadiums. It's just an off-ramp to a series of stadiums and places for massive events. And it seems like it's set up for a nice, quick evacuation. But they still got a few more dates coming up on their Riding the Future tour, so check them out if you can. And, of course, I'm going to try to be on the next Parahoy cruise. This weekend, I'll be at the Sasquatch Festival in George Washington. Yeah, there's a place called George Washington. And my set is at 5 o'clock on Monday, but I'll be there all 4 days hanging out, so say hi. Doug Loves Movies returns to Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas on Sunday, May 30th. DougLovesMovies.com. You know how it works. I got a prize bag for somebody. Somebody's winning the prize bag tonight. Like I said, I was at a hangout festival, and they gave me some swag, you know, a bag of fun things. And I'm going to share some of it with you now. This is something I almost don't want to part with, but I'm trying not to be a pack rat. I'm trying to, like, not just collect a bunch of shit, so that's why I'm giving it to you guys. And this is kind of cool. It's a Hangout Fest soccer ball that, like, you know, if you have a pump, you can't just do it with your mouth. You can't fill it with your mouth. I think they just give you flat ones because they don't want people, you know, smashing each other in the head with them at the actual festival. So this, you can't really, if you throw it in the crowd, it's just going to, or become a hat. It's a yarmulke for that kid on the go. That kid that wants to score some goals. Anyway, that's in the prize bag. I'm giving up that valuable item. I brought all the way from California my friends at Poke Bowl, one of the more beautiful Poke Bowls that you may have seen on Getting Doug with High. There it is. That's going in the prize bag. We've also got a copy of my most recent record, which will be no longer the most recent one very soon because... promotional tool comes out on June 9th. Yeah, it does. But just for making the Guardians of the Galaxy poster, what was your name again? Gardaniel. Gardaniel. You get a copy of the CD, Gardaniel. And then I'm pretty sure my guest brought some stuff, so let's get him out here, you guys. Let's get a big, warm welcome to Mike Baldwin, Dave Little, and Graham Elwood. File out of the building as apparently some sort of alarm has gone off. Safety first. I know podcasting is fun and so are nachos.
For a minute I was like, that's fun, but then I was like, is he really going to...
I'll do that for 90 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Doug loves alarms. Doug loves alarm and imitations.
Boop, 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 boop.
Ow, 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 ow. Intruder, intruder, intruder.
Alert, 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 alert.
Penetration, penetration.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Core meltdown in 10, Nigh.
Cease penetration.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
That's Graham Elwood, one of those voices.
Hello. Hello, Dallas.
Take control, Dallas. Take control of your weird mall town.
He brought... Yes, the mayor lives in Urban Outfitters. He brought a... and they keep smashing his window. Graham brought a copy of the Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies for the prize bag.
Wow!
And I'm sure he's got plugs.
I got a goddamn bunch of plugs, bitch. Comedy Film Nerds podcast. Listen to it. It's in iTunes. Got some of you already do. You're amazing. And the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, where this podcast, Doug Loves Movies, and Dining with Doug and Karen will be at the Sofitel Hotel in Beverly Hills, September 18th through 20th.
Get your tickets at lapodfest.com.
That was the same
guy
the whole time.
I do not care. You know, Graham, people try to sleep when they listen to this podcast.
I know.
And we don't need them to be constantly alarmed.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a boo!
Right when we got to where we would have to pay for clearance, I put the alarm in there. Suck it.
I don't think anybody would ever have to pay for that song. I don't think we need clearance, Clarence.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Graham and I are bookending a couple of newbies to the show, you guys. Local phenoms. Let's give it up for Dave Little and Mike Baldwin, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
That's how you do it, right? You do this.
Yeah!
You cup it, you scream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody has so many voices. I only just have this one. I don't know. I can't do other things.
Yeah.
That's Mike Baldwin. What do you got in the box? Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
No, I have...
Is it
what's
her vagina?
That's,
is it her vagina?
Box?
That's partly
what's
why
in the goddamn
I brought
box?
The box. I have several things. I have a t-shirt that says... it says, Ninjas Hate Crunchy Leaves.
That is something we all should pay attention to, folks.
Okay, and then I have... I got one of my CDs. I'm Mike Baldwin. It's a Mike Baldwin CD. It's called Front to Back, and I know what that means.
What?
I have a yellow pack of American Spirit cigarettes.
God damn.
I have
I don't know if I approve of giving away a potential addiction.
Then I have disposable electronic cigarettes instead.
I have
iced berry and menthol and regular and banana.
Holy shit.
Right? Ooh. And they're from a company that I work for that I won't say their name if you don't want me to, but if you want me to, then I will.
Oh, get a free plug-in.
They're called White Cloud Electronic Cigarettes. They have a soft tip, so it feels like you're smoking a real cigarette.
So do I.
All right.
Whoa.
And then finally, I have a...
not cool.
I have a container. It's a Spick and Span brand auto or truck or RV glass wet wipes.
Holy shit.
And that's it.
It's pretty amazing that to this day there's a product with the word Spick on it.
Folks, the Comedy Gear Film Nerd Guide to Movies, you can roll it up and smoke it or use it to clean your car, folks. It's multi-use.
That's not true.
All right, well, pass all that stuff over here. Yours to own.
It's
all going in the prize bag. We've got some cancer for a lucky person.
Yep. And now my car is slightly cleaner. All right.
And what about you, Dave Little? What'd you bring?
Okay.
He's got a bag.
Yeah, hey, back off, dude.
All right. Whoa. What's in the fucking bag?
Well, let's see. I want to make out later, so I brought some toothpaste.
Well, you should hang on to that then, not put it in the bag.
Right. Okay, my bad.
All right, scratch.
No, fuck it. I'll give it away.
Okay.
I have two of my CDs, and these are collector's items. Nobody has these.
Oh, okay. Limited edition. Wow, this one is even the CD case, the jewel case is cracked.
Yeah, because it's free. That's why it's free. So, fuck.
They're called Great Expectations
yep.
by Dave Little. And uncomfortable
moments.
Moments.
Yeah, like my act.
Okay.
Okay. There's
both
that.
Of those are in there. What else you got?
Okay, that water on the
floor.
We
got a water on the floor.
And that's why they put lids on water.
Easter egg with some money.
It's got cash money in it. Okay, let's let the games begin.
Yeah,
Graham Elwood.
Damn right.
From the sound of this,
how much money do you think is in this egg?
I need $1.30.
All right, Mike
open
Baldwin.
Up the egg.
Mike Baldwin gets to bid. How
80,
much is in the 80, egg?
86 cents.
So this is 86.
Can I periscope this?
Dave?
If you have to, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this not enough?
Wow.
It's
why don't
not
you just live in the
just...
moment, dude?
And so will everyone else.
Right.
Yeah, give
well,
everyone
they're
our
not
moment.
Here. They don't get to live in this moment.
How much do you think it is, Dave?
Well, I put it in.
Oh, so when you put the money in, you remembered
it.
How much you put in?
No.
So that's why I think you should get to play.
Damn you. I'm going to say...
How much do you think it is?
Because I know there's some copper in there. I'm going to say that there's 47 cents.
Oh, interesting.
He's lowballing himself.
Yeah. All right, so Graham said 131.
What about you, Doug?
I'm not going to guess. I got to hold it. I know how much is in there.
Wow.
It's a weird superhero strength, but I'm very good with heft.
You should work at the
like
fair.
The weight of something, I could tell you how much it's worth.
I
think your guess is probably more accurate. How much? What'd you say, Mike?
I don't remember.
He said $18.
There we go.
Oh, he said 86. All right, so I got 25. 35, 45, 55, 60, 71 cents.
Mm. Holy shit.
So you're still, you did win.
Price is Right style.
You were the closest to guessing the amount of money you put in this egg.
Thank you.
Dave Little, ladies and gentlemen.
Early leader.
All right, pass that bag over here.
Okay, there's other shit in here.
Oh, there's more stuff?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's not just an Easter egg.
If it's another egg with more money in it, we're not going to do that again. It was fun for once.
Oh, it's one of my T-shirts.
Oh, you got T-shirts. What's it say?
I don't know.
This is a podcast. You got to say it.
Dave Little's approval.
Yeah.
And you have an unapproving face on the shirt.
Thank you.
Not in real life.
I also have... It's okay. That's where I got it from. The floor. I also have a wristband. It's WTF WJD. What the fuck would Jesus do?
All right.
Yeah.
How much money do you think Jesus would have put in that egg?
47 cents. That's about it.
You did a great job. And you brought the biggest bag, so that's going to be the new prize bag.
That's
everything's
prize
going
bag.
In there.
Okay.
Graham, how many people are watching this Periscope?
I think we got 14 people locked into this fucking thing. Wow. Yeah, 14 people around the world, ladies and gentlemen, are watching this now live.
Wait, what are you doing?
Periscope, it is a new app, clearly very new. There are 14 people watching this live. Three of them have just said, one went, woo, one went, what's up, fools? And another one went, ha, ha, ha. So we are having an exciting Periscope event. Someone just typed, take control. We are still at 14.
Wow.
Nobody gives a shit that I'm doing this.
Right. Yeah, shut it down.
I'm winning my fantasy
Bye-bye, Periscope viewers.
Bye, Periscope viewers.
Bye, nobody gives a fuck
I'll
about
show them
you.
Who's a fucking fool.
I'm sorry, correction, 23 total.
Holy shit!
Yes! 26% retention? Ooh.
Retention is crucial.
Retention on that. 3 minutes and 26 seconds was the duration, folks. Nice work, hyenas. Book it.
All right, so that's what's in the prize bag. That's what's going on Periscope. Graham, have you been to the movies lately?
Oh, I was talking about a little movie about there was an angry gentleman named Maximilian. He was on a road. Holy shit, was that movie awesome. Comedy Film Nerd fan at Jason Christian on Twitter said it was Cannonball Run and what's that fucking weird event in the
You're
desert?
Really quoting this guy and don't even remember.
Yeah. And I don't even remember. No, Burning Man and Cannonball Run had a baby, and that was Mad Max Fury Road. I fucking loved it. I thought it was awesome. We did a spoiler ep on it for Comedy Film Nerds with Kevin Avery from the John Oliver Show, so we talk about it at great length. So fucking awesome. I'm gonna spray my face with silver paint and go to Valhalla.
I'm gonna paint my spray my face.
I'm gonna paint. I love Max, Max, Max.
Wow, Periscope's missing this.
Oh, boy, God. Boy. There's 14 wow. people missing out on this gold.
On you talking, kinda.
I feel like the middle of the book is less interesting than the cover. And the back cover.
Hey.
Right? You're like the bookends. It's like, whoa, look at the back. Did you read it? It looks awesome. It's loud. And it keeps going, woo. Right? I was like, hey, look, there's Doug Benson on the cover. All right, I'll check it out.
Have you seen the Fury Road, Mike?
No.
Don't look at the guy who was just saying that he saw it.
I haven't seen it. No, the last movie that I saw was... I want to say like Edge of Tomorrow or
Go
something.
Go ahead.
I haven't been very, but I'm scared to say it.
Say it.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Boo. See, that's in.
But that's not, yeah, I know, it's not new and
You
exciting.
Tricked him, Dave. You really suckered him in on that one.
Yeah.
You made him feel like it was going to be safe and then
I know.
You, I saw Godzilla on HBO the other day. It was okay.
All right.
Right?
You have HBO?
Walter White, no, but my friend has HBO, so I have HBO Go.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of sad.
But I have Hulu, and I share my Hulu.
That should be their new slogan. HBO, your friend has it.
Invite Mike over.
Yeah. Yeah, HBO, can Mike Baldwin watch with you? He hasn't seen Godzilla yet. Was waiting for the small screen. To see that monster movie.
It really is one of the better movies to see on the smaller screen.
Yeah, the smaller the better with Godzilla. If you can't watch it on your phone, walk away. Watch it on your goddamn watch. Watch. What about...
Hashtag watch watch.
Watch watch. What about you, Dave Little?
What about me?
Welcome to you.
Are you
Thank you.
Have you been to the movies?
I went next door last week.
The Angelica, right here in Mockingbird Station.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
It's an art house. It's got Main Street sometimes. It's the best of both worlds.
I saw Lambert Stamp.
What? I saw those words when I went by the theater and didn't even slow down to figure out what the fuck Lambert Stamp
Not
is.
What is Lambert me. Stamp?
What?
What is Lambert Stamp?
They're my attorneys.
They got offices right there in the
right
movie
there.
Theater? Okay.
Because I didn't pay my taxes.
Okay.
No, it's a documentary about the Who.
Oh, no, I've heard about this. Actually, no, I heard about that documentary. Yeah, it's supposed to be great.
Yeah, it is.
That would be like a cool thing to do, though, if you owned a movie theater to like make up a fake movie. And then if people wanted to buy drugs or like, I don't know what else, like in there, you know, just like one ticket for, and then a weird word that I can't come up with on the spot right now. Oh.
You're really good at this.
And they'd be like $5,000, please. And you'd be like, here you go.
Maybe they'd have HBO, too.
Nah, we're past that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not. So I saw that, Doug. It was good.
And it covered like the whole Who?
Yeah, the whole Who.
Did it tell you about the whole Who?
Yeah.
No, they just covered that weird part where that one guy like killed himself and then they all ended.
Yeah, two of them. Yeah,
did you see it with Horton? Was he there?
No.
So Horton didn't hear this Who documentary?
Oh, he had to do the joke after he set it up. Just couldn't resist it.
That's why we can't do Periscope right there.
I had to do it.
No.
But there's great documentaries, two of which are by the same director about Rolling Stones and Kurt Cobain right now.
Yep.
And you found this Who one seems to be getting no attention.
I paid money.
And it was, can you tell us, like, what's the storytelling style of it? Is it like footage of them playing
footage,
a lot of that?
Lambert and Stamp were their managers.
Oh, okay.
And they found them when the Who used to be the High Numbers. This is so interesting.
Just because people are laughing doesn't mean they're not interested.
I disagree.
It means they hate you and everything that's coming out of you, but... But they're having fun with it. They're laughing. They're laughing. So, okay.
So if someone's quietly listening, that means they're just sitting there going, I fucking hate you. Yeah. And everything that's coming
up. This audience is seething with anger about this fucking Lambert Stamp bullshit. No, but...
What is Lambert Stamp? Is that a guy?
He just explained it.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, damn it. That's how uninteresting it is, Dave.
It's people...
A fellow panelist can't even follow... Who the fuck Lambert Stamp is?
I just lost Periscope followers, and I'm not even streaming right now.
47 cents!
That's from earlier.
I'd see a movie called Stambert Lamp. I'd see that.
Well, that might be the sequel.
So it's people's names.
Yeah.
All right.
Lambert and Stamp sounds like some sort of detective show on TNT. You know what I mean? Where they're like shoulder to shoulder in the poster, like... Lambert's a biker, Stamp's a CPA, but they're going to solve crimes or something.
Now, I just imagine, like, my grandma being like, can I get a book of stamps, please? And they're like, the Wright brothers okay? And she's like, I'd like the Lambert stamps.
So anyways, the movie I saw was Mad Max, and I really enjoyed it. I loved it very much. And, you know, I always say, fuck documentaries. I've always said that. If I ever see one about the Who, fuck that.
Have you seen Fed Up?
I'm not talking to you anymore. Don't even look at me.
I'm just asking
Baldwin.
In general. Have you seen? It's on Netflix.
I saw it. Don't ask questions in general, because then you'll get answers in specific.
So, what do you guys think of the sun?
I saw it came out today and hung out for a while. Mm-hmm. The sun.
Yep. Oh. I was like, no, Fed Up's been out for a while.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Wait, who directed that?
I'll stop.
I saw it, Fed Up.
All right.
No, you brought it up like you wanted to talk about it.
I don't...
And now you're just...
I was hoping...
Okay,
like, good. That's a newer movie that I saw.
Like if a buddy of yours said, like, hey, I just saw Fed Up, do you just go, all right?
Thanks.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Well, no, it was
good for you.
It was good. Yeah.
It's no Lambert Stamp.
No, it's not.
Nothing is.
Nothing is really.
Nope.
There's nothing else that's Lambert Stamp.
No, you're never.
Lambert Stamp is barely Lambert Stamp.
Good point.
So Fed Up. Did it scare you? Or?
It made me want to not do the things that it said that you shouldn't do. See, I'm easily swayed. You know.
See, so, like, I quit sugar because of that movie.
But I quit eating meat for like a couple weeks when I saw like a sad video. But
oh, was it
like,
called Bambi?
Something. I don't know. You know, like every
was it called Babe Pig in the City?
Every documentary that I see makes me go, yeah, you know, like, I don't know.
Right, yeah, you walk out of documentaries, like, angry and, like, ready to change your life, and then 10 seconds later, you're like, I can't recycle.
Right.
I don't have the strength.
I love Coke.
Yeah, I love Coke. No, but I really took the 10-day challenge when I saw Fed Up and quit sugar for 10 days, and after 10 days of it, I was like, oh, I could just keep doing this. And so now I, you know, every once in a while I have something with sugar in it, but for the most part I quit it and it...
Quit it.
And now you feel a million times better. And,
yeah.
And you're...
No, I've gained weight. I'm depressed. Right. I don't have any friends. It's really bad.
You got to get through that, man. Once you get through that, then the other side is beautiful.
You're a good life coach.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
You really are. Without HBO.
You're a good life student.
I saw Welcome to
Thank
Me...
You.
Just minutes ago at the aforementioned Angelica. You guys like that? It's an interesting movie. It was wasn't trying too hard to make you laugh, that's for sure.
Been there.
But it made you think, like, why the fuck am I watching this? No, it is an interesting movie. Kristen Wiig is so talented.
She's pretty good, right?
She plays quite a weirdo in it. And that's unfair. Not a weirdo. She's a person that needs the proper medication and doesn't get it. So,
but isn't that all weirdos?
Mm-hmm.
right? Like, that
I don't know.
Weird.
There's some rogue weirdos out there that are just like, I'm just going to be fucking weird. I'm perfectly sane, but I'm just going to be weird as a choice.
I don't know.
See, there's one right over there. That guy is really weird.
They all need medication.
He sounded like a lady. He made a choice to sound like a lady. All right, guys, this is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Let the games begin. Coming this fall to Fox, the Bane Twins. All right, we got lots of name tags. Such an impressive array. I think I'm going to Vine it. And these guys are going to pick who they want to play for. Oh, my Vine is dead. What the fuck? All right, well, they pick who they're going to play for. Let's do this brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 summer's on the way, and you know what that means. A new Doug Benson album is due any day now. Come on, Doug, push! Promotional Tool is my 8th stand-up album in as many years, and June 9th is the date it's available for your ears. Get it on iTunes or astrecords.com if you want a physical CD that you can hold in your grubby mitts. Both are only $6, and it's 76 minutes of incoherent rambling recorded live in Denver. Yeah! On 420. Get it or don't get it, it's your life. Now back to the show.
And well, we're back.
I got to do the
Couldn't have ended that commercial soon
now
enough.
I don't even know I'm fat.
Things were getting ugly here at Hyenas in Dallas because I think that's the mistake. You shouldn't apologize for not picking people's name tags. You should just say, great job, everybody.
Good job,
not everybody can be picked.
No, they can't. Sorry. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, no, still not sorry.
That's the first time I've heard everybody boo somebody for saying, I'm sorry, I didn't pick your name tag.
The dude with a dozen donuts that didn't get picked is just sitting there chomping on them, and he held them up to me like, boop, suck on that, Graham.
Wait,
this could be you.
Are those donuts, too? That's just a box?
Enjoy your sugar comas.
Holy what is that?
You picked already. Don't try to trade up.
Well, no, I don't want to pick him. I just want to eat his food.
Go eat his donut.
No, go ahead. Okay, what?
Can he have one? Okay, Mike, grab something.
Go get a donut. Bring the whole box over here just in case my blood sugar drops at the end of the show.
We got cake. Oh. We brought cake. We're in Dallas. We made the biggest cake you've ever seen.
This.
I got a souffle over here.
This cake is made of a 10-gallon hat with a gun in it.
And spiders.
A gun hat.
I have no idea what the hell this is.
Oh, what the fuck is that thing? I gotta eat that thing.
Cheese. What was that thing?
What is it? Oh, you just got croissants and just baked goods?
It's a whole variety pack, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at the size of this thing.
Do I chew into the
Does this have bacon in it? What's that thing sticking out of it?
Uh-oh.
You don't even know what this is, you fucking weirdo. I don't know what kind of Mad Max food that is.
It was in his lap.
I don't know. It's a dolphin's ear. I don't know what's in it. It's a baby's foot. I don't know. Just eat it.
This is just going to be the same.
It's dolphins have ears, you guys.
Well, they do when they're bored, and then guys like this cut them off and put them into croissants.
SeaWorld takes the dolphins' ears, so we don't know that they used to have ears.
I saw that movie.
All right, now I'm going to eat that thing. God damn it. Now I'm hungry, you weirdo. Can it make me eat a dolphin ear? This thing tastes weird. I'm going to chuck it right at your face.
Oh, it tastes like chicken.
If it tastes weird.
Chunk it at his face. Chunk it. Chunk it.
That's not bad. Thanks, dude. That guy's all right.
Tastes pretty good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
It's a good dolphin here.
Doug, I'm playing for a guy. It's my favorite movie, Mad Max. That's who I'm playing for. That guy. Look what he did.
He changed it to Mad Max Fury Roman.
Yeah.
Because his name is Roman.
And he has a printer.
Yeah.
So.
And he wrote a shithead on the back, but don't say that out loud. We'll save that for the end.
Right.
If you don't prevail.
Yeah.
And then
I won't.
Mike with that piece of whatever that is. Is that like a shortbread or something?
It's got coconut in it. I know.
It's a macaroon.
It's a
Macaroon.
Dave just threw a piece of macaroon at the guy.
I picked Eric because this is a really good movie, and it jumped out at me. And,
all right, Wet right? Hot Eric Summer.
Right?
Any relation to Rich Summer?
Graham, who are you playing for?
Oh, I got a really good...
Oh, you got a mouthful. He's got a mouthful, you guys. It's a really big name he's playing for.
I gotta tell you what, I'm gonna eat this goddamn dolphin here all goddamn night. This guy's name is Taylor, right? Yeah, wow, he just made his voice deeper. Yes, I'm Taylor.
Three Tamigos.
He's got the Three Amigos posters, for those of you listening at home, and then he put his face on all three guys, and it says the Three Tamigos. Right? All right, I picked a shitty sign. That's not, you know, they can't all be home runs.
It's got lights on it. You didn't even mention the most important
part. I always go for the lights. I'm such a sucker. I'm like a moth. Oh, this guy's trying to trade up over here. God, you guys are a bunch of bartering sons of bitches.
Yeah, it's Texas. Welcome.
Everything for sale.
Is that what it is?
I don't know whose voice that was.
Everything for sale.
What the fuck is going on?
Dave, we invited you here tonight because everybody here loves you and we think you need help.
Oh, no. That's nice.
And so we just thought we should...
show you what could happen to you on the path you're on, and that's Graham Elwood over there.
See what
clean living does to a person? You need to start drinking. You need to smoke some weed.
All right. Check.
You need to put down the giant bear claw. Whatever the fuck that thing is. What is in the inside of that thing?
It's you killed on its it. Period.
Yeah, it looks like...
Why would you say that? What? Are you 12 years old?
That's a snack that's called that time of the month.
Oh.
It's a real fun pastry place. All the pastries are named after disgusting bodily behavior.
God damn it. Now disgusting. I can't take another bite out of this now.
Why?
No, go ahead. Because I gotta fuck it.
Yeah, just jam your dick in it. Jam your mouth dick in it.
I'm going to give this dolphin crepe a baby. That's what I'm going to do. Babies.
I'm going to not have sex with my whatever this thing is.
I'm just going to jerk off.
Is that a prediction or a threat?
It's a forecast.
Checked in with the Doppler radar?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a storm front in my pants.
And it's a coming.
Yeah. Take cover, ladies.
Boo, boo, boo.
False alarm. False alarm. Okay.
This emergency alert from the emergency broadcast system is interrupting your favorite soap opera, you piece of shit loser. Get off the couch. There's an Amber Alert.
Get off the couch. That's what they always say. Get off the couch, guys. Amber Alert's coming to town.
I love them.
Is that a
my
band?
Favorite band?
No, yeah, they're part of the circus.
Oh.
We're gonna play a new game, you guys.
What's it called?
Movies. Movies.
Probably the first and last time this will get played. Jason M1222 suggested this on Twitter. Mm. He gave me the name of the game, and then I had to kind of build a game around it. But the name is so good that I had to do it. It's time to play Now Bushimi, Now You Don't.
What?
It's awesome.
I don't know this game.
It's a brand new game.
No.
How's your sign?
And you can finish your food. You got plenty of time to finish your food, Graham, because we're going to start with Mike.
Oh, okay. What do I do?
And you know the answer in the audience. Don't yell out. This is just for Mike to figure out by himself. I'm going to name three movies.
Okay.
Steve Buscemi was in two of them, but not in the third. And your job is to pick out the movie that he was not in. If you fail, then we pass... to Dave, and he gets to try.
Okay.
But if you succeed, then Dave gets a new set of three. And you'll see how this works or doesn't work.
Oh, God.
As we go.
Maybe that's what you should name it.
I'm glad Graham finally got a napkin for that period.
Yeah, I get a little cranky.
You ate the period? You're gross, dude. That's...
Mike, was Steve Buscemi...
Oh, damn it.
Which one of these was he not in? Vibes, Hannah and Her Sisters, or Mystery Train?
Jesus.
He's played a lot of small parts in a lot of movies.
Are you sure that those are all movies that you just said?
These are all films.
All right, I have to just guess because I have not seen any of the
three. Guess which one he was not in.
Well, of course, he was not in Hannah and Her Sisters.
That's correct. He was not in Hannah and Her Sisters.
Wow.
Good call.
Because he's not Hannah, he probably wouldn't have played one of her sisters.
You don't know. He's a good actor.
That's an interesting theory you have there, but he's also not a mystery or a train.
Valid.
And his vibes are generally pretty good. Seems like a nice guy. But let's move on to Dave. I'm going to give you three new movies.
Please say Bad News Bears.
If you are wrong, it'll move
on
to
Graham. Please say Bad News Bears.
Here we go.
Please say Bad News Bears.
Which one of these was he not in? New York Minute, New York Stories, or King of New York?
I'm going to say King of New York.
That is incorrect. Okay. He was in King of New York.
Well, you don't have to yell. I feel like you were yelling.
That was incorrect.
Okay, better.
Okay. It's like if Alec Baldwin hosted a game show. That was incorrect.
All right, do I have to eat a period
donut? No, grandma.
Or what do I do now?
You just fucking sit there and shut the fuck up.
Okay. Okay. I love this game.
You can leave your hat on.
let's call this game marriage. Fuck.
You know I'm always looking for good titles for the game, so I might go with Now It's Time to Play Marriage. Graham, you got a lucky break here because you get to choose between New York Stories and New York Minute. Which one was Buscemi not in of those two?
New York Minute.
That's correct. That was the Olsen twins vehicle.
I was going to say that.
Even Steve Buscemi would say no to appearing in.
I knew it was something with New York in it.
You knew you narrowed it down to a New York movie. Yeah. That's why I think you've got potential to be a good player.
Thank you.
But for now, you're out.
Okay.
And now we go to Mike.
Yeah.
Of these three.
Let's name some fucking movies.
Billy Bathgate, In the Soup, Swimming with Sharks. Bath Soup Sharks. Boat Cucumber Wire.
I'm guessing again, obviously. And I'm gonna go with the shark one.
You're saying he's not in Swimming with Sharks?
No.
That is correct, he's not in Swimming with Sharks.
I'm just going to guess. I don't know. Not that.
I'm doing the thing that, like, my girlfriend would do when we're picking, like, the brackets or whatever. Just like, that one sounds fun. Right? Like, sharks don't sound like Steve Buscemi to me. Anyway.
What are you going to call your girlfriend when you're married?
What? I don't really have a girlfriend.
That's a classic classic maneuver there. Like when someone says knock, knock, and you go, come in. Only had needed you to say two words. Let's say you had a girlfriend.
Okay. Wait,
and then you married her. Then what would she be?
My wife.
My wife! It's that easy, Mike. That's all you had to do.
I didn't know.
You get applause just for doing what you're...
Yeah.
You're like Shamu at SeaWorld. I just get you to do what I want you to do, and people applaud, and then you're supposed to walk away satisfied without any idea what the fuck just happened.
And kill a trainer.
You've been separated from your family. Yeah, let's kill some motherfucking trainers.
I still don't know what happened.
Let's drown these goddamn trainers. I just want because we can't see the people at corporate at SeaWorld that demanded that we be separated from our families and treated like prisoners.
I would like a dead fish.
He doesn't have HBO. And
does anyone have a bucket of dead fish heads?
That's my favorite. That guy made him into a donut over there, stage right.
Fish donut. That's the donut I would never eat.
Let's
fish flavored donut.
You guys want to?
What's that?
Let's play a game about movies or whatever, right?
Wow.
Do you want
Holy
to?
Shit.
Holy I just, shit. I don't want to get to where you're like, oh, and we're out of time. We had this one thing, and we're just talking about dumb donuts and shit. And it's like, no, let's focus.
Do you think this is the first one of these shows that went off the rails? Do you think every other one prior to this was just like game, 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 game? And this is the one where it's like fucking around?
I'm two for two, man. I like this game.
Sheriff Mike's in town. No more pussyfooting around. No more lollygagging. Get to the movie games. Live up to your title, Doug. Love it or leave it.
It's whatever you want to do. I don't care.
Thank you. I appreciate having the ultimate control. Let's play Last Man Stanton. I found out just there the trouble with the Bushimi game is I thought that people would be worse at it. And that it would, more people would be eliminated more quickly. But that.
I did good.
You did great.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go back to the lab and work on that one some more. But I think if I had more loaded up, we could have played to a conclusion. But since we didn't, let's just start with Mike again. And then we'll go to Dave. Then to me. I play along on this one, Dave.
Okay. I'm fine with whatever you want to do. I'm not like some people.
I was just telling you, I was just stating a fact, not trying to talk you into it.
Oh.
Dave, is it all right if I play along on this one?
I don't know. Let's ask that fucker Mike.
Mike, can I play?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And then we'll go to Graham.
My wife?
My wife!
Yeah!
Where is Stone Cold Freak number one? Is that you over there?
That
now,
guy
where looked... do you get the nerve to be the number one best Stone Cold Freak in the world?
AOL.
What does AOL have to do with it?
It suggested it.
Oh, AOL told you to call yourself Stone Cold Freak One?
So you
long time ago, so there was a Stone Cold Freak.
Right. And they were like, how
But then
about?
One sounds to me like the best one. That sounds like that other guy is just like, he's zero. He's Stone Cold Zero. Now, this gentleman, this Stone Cold Freak, there's some other people that tweeted me, and apologies, but I think he tweeted me the earliest on this. He says he's got the perfect name for Last Man Standing. And just to review for people that might not know, Last Man Stanton is a game where we get an actor, actress, or director with a large body of credits of work, and then we just knock them off one at a time, naming movies that person was involved in, and until there's a Last Man Stanton.
Okay.
What is your suggestion, Stone Cold Freak number one?
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck indeed. This is going to be interesting. Very interesting.
I spent the last 3 days studying Jim Carrey. Damn it! He was in 19 films.
It's hard to prep for this show. This isn't the SATs. This is
but we
anything.
Are sitting.
Anything can come flying at you. So remember, audience members, don't yell out if you think of one, and you will, and it'll drive you crazy that we're not thinking of it. Starting with Mike, name any movie with Sam Rockwell in it.
Oh, he was in Charlie's Angels, wasn't he?
Jesus.
Wasn't he the bad guy?
Yeah, he was in Charlie's Angels. I don't know why a guy in the audience has decided to be like the yes or no guy, but you're wrong out of the gate, so let's not continue to do that. Just every time, no.
He's
Dave, what do you
a
got?
Terrible lover.
I'm going to describe my movie.
No, you got to name the title of the movie. Damn. Sam Rockwell.
Right.
Any Sam Rockwell movie.
Okay. Look.
Here we go.
The Chuck Barris movie.
If you describe it like that, then you're just reminding the other contestants of that movie.
Okay.
And we all know what it's called.
Right.
So it's not smart play on your part.
Yeah.
But also,
right.
If that's the only one that you think you can think of, it doesn't really matter what you do at this point, because you're going to be shitty at this. If all you've got for that man's entire body of work is Chuck Barris movie.
I believe he was in Lambert Stamp. Pretty sure.
Yeah, he played Lambert,
and
right?
Nobody saw it, so fuck you people.
He was in it.
He's like one of the talking head interviews.
Yeah.
He's like, man, the Who, man.
Woo. When I was doing that Chuck Barris movie, that's all I watched and listened to was the Who.
Was that a Sam Rockwell impression? All right.
That was a great Sam Rockwell.
It
that
sounded
was
like him a little bit. Yeah,
really
maybe
was.
My brain all right. just went there.
I anyway. Believe I am out.
You are out.
Okay.
And I am saying Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah. I'd like to replay.
Graham.
Okay.
Matchstick Men.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hang out with you, Dave.
Come on, Mike.
Give me a second.
Be serious about this.
Is there a time limit?
Take it seriously. Yes, you've got 22 minutes.
Okay.
That seems long.
Grant, while you think, Graham is going to whistle. That just sat there and didn't clap are my favorite people in the world. Some people are just like, nope, not gonna get on this. Not gonna participate in this stupid charade.
Sorry to
I love how you ask me to do it and then, wow, what an asshole. What a dick.
I didn't say that. I said I like the people that were not having it.
Sorry for anybody that's coming to his show tomorrow. You just ruined his closer in front of you guys. That's his.
I know. That was my big
10 minutes to that. He gets a suggestion from the crowd and then whistles.
Whatever. That'd be so great.
Andy Griffith every night. Right.
A place you'd go on vacation. Maui. Okay.
I love how he just did like a shortened impression of himself doing the annoying whistling guy. He like cleaned it up so you didn't have to endure it again.
I'm upset with myself because I can't think of a single movie.
Oh, buddy.
I'm going to be
but
mad
at least
when
you tried. You were under much duress. Who can think during that whistling?
I was excited to say adaptation, but then he said Matchstick Man, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it was. So I'm glad that I didn't even get to that because I was going to like enthusiastically say adaptation.
Oh, yeah, it was a Nicolas Cage mix-up
right, yeah,
that you
yeah,
had.
That's what it was, the classic old NCMU.
Switcheroo.
All right. Fair enough. All right, so just me and Graham then.
Oh boy, for the next 10 minutes.
And it's my. Oh no, it's Graham's turn.
Is it?
I think so. Didn't Mike just fall out?
Yeah, Mike fell out.
Yeah, you're up.
What? Oh, you were already out. That's right.
Oh no, I'm back in.
Do you have another one?
Matchstick Men.
No. Okay. Don't be a silly. Okay. I'm gonna go with Iron Man 2.
Ooh. I will go with The Way, Way Back.
Oh. How about... Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. Shit. Galaxy Quest.
God damn it!
You got him on the ropes, buddy.
Shit.
He's on the ropes. Oh, if only he could whistle to annoy himself.
I had that in locked and loaded Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah.
You guys ever watch the show, man? Oh, God, it's so great.
He is great, and you're out.
No, sir.
Oh.
What do you got?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. Let's hear it. Here comes the Graham Elwood special, where he makes up a movie that stars Sam Rockwell and Leif Garrett.
We all remember that film, correct? Wasn't that amazing? Skateboard Summer? Fucking great? Sam Rockwell's about 15 years old. Leif Garrett was like the older, cool skateboarder, and he like skated in, and Sam Rockwell was like, hey, how do you do that? And he got on the thing.
You're not even going to luck into a right answer on that. Like, Skateboard Summer does not exist, I guarantee you.
Look it up!
We can look it up. So you're out?
So you win.
No.
I'll say another one, too, just to rub it in.
Shit. I know.
And then everybody in the audience has one that they thought of.
I know. Here's the thing. Here's what I always do in this game. This is what always messes me up. I can see them in, like, 10 different films, and the title is just like...
Yeah, the words are like, oh, I wish I knew words. I'm a pictures guy.
That's what I am.
I'm images.
I'm
a visuals guy.
I'm a visual dude.
Yeah. And it's hard not to picture Sam Rockwell being the only actor in a movie called Moon.
Oh. Damn it.
What else you got, guys?
I don't know what you're saying. You're all just yelling at me.
Seven Psychopaths, yes.
She's either choking or there's a movie called Choke, right? Was he in Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite?
He wasn't in Napoleon Dynamite.
Stone him.
People keep seeing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which version was he in?
Oh, she is upset. Holy shit.
Wow. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
I think she had a period donut.
Wait, what?
Oh, he was selling cigarettes in Shredder's Lair.
Was he really? All right. That's nerdy that you know that, but that's cool.
I sure wish I had sat in the audience. They're smart.
Did you look up? It was...
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Which one?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer
good actor and been a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's what we were discussing, the Ninja Turtles. All right, settle down, you guys.
I prefer the Ninja Turtles book.
Wow. Who would...
He's in Gentleman Broncos? That's why she thought he was in Napoleon Dynamite, because it's the same filmmaker?
Wait, yeah. He's also the bad guy in that Jonah Hill babysitter film?
Oh, the sitter.
The sitter, yeah.
Man, he's been in a bunch
of shit. I love him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works.
Sure wish I'd seen his movie.
Steady employment, guys.
But it really helped.
So Graham gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
I have a prediction that I'm not going to do very well.
I have a prediction.
But I'm going to try for you people.
I'm going to...
Because I love you. Because I'm from Dallas. Fine. I live here, and you're my brethren. You're my people.
Oh, wow. Lone Star State, right, guys? Come on now.
Come on now.
Don't mess with Texas, am I right,
brothers
and sisters?
Let's get racist. Who's with me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Too soon?
So you guys are just, the minute you guys come close to losing, I know you guys are just going to be like, how about them Cowboys? They're just like, woo!
No.
Oh, wow. All right. Try. Okay. Sweet.
It didn't seem to work.
No, it didn't.
I'm going to try really hard. I really
good
am.
Thing. Good.
I'm from Missouri.
Hey. Is that the slogan?
Yeah. That's on the license plate? Yeah.
That's what our license plates say. Yeah. We're from Missouri. Hey.
With a question
mark.
The
Y's get progressively smaller.
I'm from Missouri?
Hey.
Huh? What?
Is this a guy doing this?
You telling me I'm from Missouri? Show me.
Ooh. Because it's the... Oh, man.
It's the show me state.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Now, I think
I got it. I got it.
I wish that was the game. I would have gotten that.
What, state motto?
Oh, that's you're better at figuring out jokes?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Other people's.
Let's play How Jokes Work. No, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. And in order to do this properly, I have to ask the management here at Hyenas if I could please have another beverage.
Oh,
Tito's and soda for me. Do you need anything, Mike?
No, thank you. I have this water.
Oh, that's your water. I thought that was Dave's water.
Well, I thought this was my cookie. Do you need it?
I don't care.
Too, but apparently we're sharing everything now, so.
Do you need anything, Dave?
I would like a glass of red wine.
Oh. Someone's going to get even worse at playing the games.
How is that possible?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if the red wine turned it around for you?
It's like Peter Griffin playing the piano or whatever. Or some other suggestion, an example. I don't know. Something.
So we're, yeah, we might.
It's Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Loves Cartoons on Fox.
Show me state. See?
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
What are you doing, Graham?
Just making weird faces. Okay.
That's good for the podcast.
I know. I love it. I always give a couple of treats just for the studio audience that they and they alone get to enjoy.
Studio audience.
It's not a studio. Yeah. We're just sitting on chairs that they drug up from the bar. And we have four microphones, and they're all different.
Yes, they're each special in their own way.
Can you use a wireless mic?
And microphones are like snowflakes.
In what way?
They're all different and unique and special.
And Graham gets the one where he can go anywhere he wants.
Right. That's goddamn right, bitches. I'm going to do some table whistling.
That's the worst titty bar ever.
Yeah, it is.
Graham, can we see it? Can you go out into like the bathroom and see if it still works in
there? You got it, pal.
And maybe go by the bar and get a fucking
drink. Kind of hoping it doesn't still work in there.
Oh, it's going to work, Doug. Everywhere I go, it works.
Do you think, like, if you went next door and watched a movie, you could talk us through it?
Yeah, I'll totally do that. I'll go watch Lambert and Stamp and find out who wins the big case. Yep, just hanging out in the lobby. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you, but you can't hear us, idiot.
Oh. Hey,
no,
good,
I can't hear you,
gone.
But who cares? I'm just going to talk a lot. You know, sometimes when I work out, I drink a vegan smoothie after I work out. Pour it directly into my biceps.
That is literally a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
You got what you asked for.
I love the wine glasses here. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like my mom like had to dump out her milk and like clean it out to just give you some wine.
It just looked like the grape jelly melted.
Yeah. They just kind of gave up cleaning.
Hey, this urinal cake tastes weird.
These crayons taste like candles.
I love how he called it a urinal
cake.
You
shouldn't know what either of those things taste like.
Like the urinal aspect of the title would have given you a clue that it would taste funny.
Why are you looking at it weird?
Because I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the wine drinkers do when they get a nice thick glass of wine, is they hold it up to the light and just see all the delightful prisms of...
Yeah. Back and sideways. Yeah. Yeah, the Sam Rockwell
yes,
movie.
Yes, we're back to movies.
Yeah, this had a lovely bouquet.
I don't know. Where's Graham at?
He left.
Just hanging out here in the audience, watching this guy drink a goblet of beer like
it's wine.
A wino that won a contest at an all-you-can-drink wine bar.
Yeah.
All right, well, get back up here.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. That's what I call magic, folks. That is the wonderful world of illusion that happens every time we grace the stage. Donut guy, how you doing? Donut and Foster's. That's right. Donut and cake, call it what it
Come
is.
On now.
It ain't a real donut, it's a Dallas cake donut, and we're going to wash it down with Foster's USA.
That's
US,
right.
Wait a minute.
It's Texas, we correct people.
We do it different down here.
That's right.
Woo-hee.
You know what goes good with wine? Donuts.
Yeah.
Right is white.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Who would yell that out?
Why would anybody?
God, that donut guy's out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, racist donut guy. Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah.
Despite your racism.
Yeah. There's some episodes where there's no donuts and no racism, and he made sure we had both.
Right, right. It's a lovely combo.
You can have this donut cake when you pry it from my cool dead hands, brother.
Burning this donut, you son of a bitch.
Are you having fun, dude?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I am having a good time.
You really have a lot of voices.
I would like everybody to join me tomorrow. We're having a donut burning down at the church. There's a lot of evil donuts that we just don't think that the children should see or have access to. So we're going to burn them.
And all my donuts live in Texas. My Twinkies are in Tennessee. It's a different state. Get it?
White donuts by morning.
I don't know.
Mike, when are you going to jump in and say, let's play a game about movies?
Yeah.
It's about time for a game.
Wow. Good idea, Mike. Thanks for being there.
Donut? Wait, no, I didn't word that right. I was trying to make...
Do not stop me from playing this game.
There we go.
Graham Elwood gets to go first.
You got a boss.
Pick a category between One Fine Day, the films of Rafe and Joseph Fiennes, Liar Liar, films of Bill O'Reilly. And by films of, I mean, you know, he played himself or plays with himself in a couple movies. And this is a category I thought of. I'm very proud of it. Child abusey. And it's movies featuring Jake Busey. Because he's a child abusey.
I'll take child abusey, ladies and gentlemen.
Who doesn't want child abusey?
Oh, God.
Graham is all for child abusey. Would you like some child abusey from 1996 or 2004?
96.
Yeah. Right. What a good year.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie that's got Jake Busey in it from 96. He says that this movie is a wild ride. He also says it's great fun. And he also says this movie carries you along from one kinetic burst to another. And then he lists 11 names. The guy out there thinks you should bid 9.
Oh, you think 9?
He's inside your brain.
Shit. Do I go 9 or do I go 0?
Oh!
I would go 9. Go 9.
Okay, cool. No, yeah, we'll go 9.
He's
yeah.
saying 9. He's going to go 9. So,
we're all
he says
fun.
9 names, Dave. We're going to go to you next.
Yeah.
Or should we go to Mike next?
Yeah, do Mike.
Okay,
Mike.
What did he say? 9?
He said 9.
I said zero.
You're really going with zero.
I'm going with zero for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Zero names. So
well, then,
I thought it was
right?
so fun that you.
So did I. You did the whole thing, and then you were like, "I'm just kidding," and then you sat down, and then we all looked at each other like, "Why would he do that?" But now you're like, I was serious.
Yeah.
The whole
time. So he says zero names, Mike. So you got to either go negative names, or you just got to
go negative.
I refuse.
Ask him to name it. Hope he doesn't know the right answer.
Yeah. Go. Say it.
He says name it, Graham.
Starship Troopers.
That's incorrect.
What? Oh. He's in Starship Troopers.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's in it. He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh.
This one was called Twister.
Oh, Twister. No. I didn't see
so
that
came when does Starship Troopers came out, what, 97? God damn it.
You're not going to talk him into that being the answer.
Maybe. Like, you know, maybe.
Wait, so when did that come? See, that's what I meant.
Maybe if you whistled.
You just don't see that on Jeopardy enough. Alex, I was kind of right.
Yeah. No, I just like knowing for my own knowledge.
Edification.
For the next time.
I am so happy
up.
That I'm going to be second.
Damn it. All that buildup. Okay, 9 names. 9 names.
Well, all right, here's your 9 names.
My name.
Did he get it wrong already?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay, yeah.
No, you have a point, Mike Baldwin.
It's me. I go.
All right, I still don't go.
I don't know what to do.
I'm going to buy you some HBO. I'm going to buy HBO for you. I'm going to get
Thanks.
It.
But Dave gets to pick the next category.
God okay. damn it.
And then we'll go back towards Mike again.
Okay.
Dave, would you like at Drew
that was
Robbs
not my drink.
Suggested. What's going on over there, guys?
Oh, tabs.
You all right, Graham?
Yeah, that was not mine.
Graham's drink got mixed up with some real drinks on somebody's table. And he doesn't have alcohol in his. So just everybody taste them until you find one that doesn't taste good. And then pass that back to Graham, please.
He was doing some table whistling and one thing led to
I'm
another.
Good. That one, Jesus. That was fucking...
Or we could just get you a new one, Graham. But either way, let's...
Yeah,
let's...
I'm done drinking the tail end of this other dude's Long Island iced tea. thanks, though.
Some people call that the business end.
Thanks, Pren.
Not
yeah,
Graham.
Have that. That's a fresh water. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave's picking a category.
Okay, that sounds good. I can't wait to meet him. I don't know. Thank you, Seven. Yeah, back at you. Give me a ride home.
Job. Oh, now Graham is spitting out his water.
I think this one had roofie in it.
All right, so can we play now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Job at the Hut. That's a movie that has a pizza delivery person.
I'll take that one. I like pizza.
You got to hear the other two categories.
Okay. You and your rules.
Red Light Challenge. That's a movie that has a chase scene that has a cab involved.
I'll take
in
that
it.
One.
You got to hear all the options.
Okay, I didn't hear you the first time.
Or the other Jeff Tate, and that's movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack.
Sorry.
Because okay. The lead singer of Queensryche is named Jeff Tate.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
He gets mixed up with a frequent guest on this show, Jeff Tate.
Oh, they have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it spelled the same?
I think so, yeah.
It's not... Is it
G-E-O-F-F?
Oh, that's the Canadian way.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to talk about?
Pick one of the categories.
Pizza guy? The first one?
Okay. Would you like a movie that's got a pizza delivery person in it from 1982 or 1989?
Oh. No. No. Neither one. Uh-uh. Different
no.
year.
No.
No.
No. That's like if Sophie just left both of her kids. No. I don't need to choose.
No.
They can hang out together.
Let's just move on to Mike. 82.
Right.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse because I was in my 30s.
Okay.
I was born in 81.
You can go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Three.
And get born again.
Three stars from Leonard for this movie.
I agree.
He calls it brashly entertaining. He also says that it was later a TV series. And he also says that it was based on a book. And he lists...
Oh, book. Oh, boy.
12 people, I think.
I'm not a reader.
12 people.
And so 1982 had a pizza delivery guy in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At some point in the whole movie.
Pizza was delivered.
This is my question, Mike.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get...
During the film, pizza was delivered. How many names can you get it
sorry
in?
Sorry about my mess.
And,
I
can start at
Dave,
12.
You could take all 12. Dave.
What should I do,
you
racist
take it
dude?
All. Don't
nine.
Ask that guy.
Nine.
You're going with the nine?
Nine.
He's going with the nine.
Nine!
Okay, stop yelling at me like an angry German.
I just like numbers.
Mike?
I will say eight.
He says eight, Graham.
Graham's out, isn't he?
No. Out.
What happened to...
What kind of weird...
What did he say before that was wrong?
I had to be out earlier.
He whistle danced. Don't we? You don't get to play anymore
whistle
after
dance.
That.
That's the worst Kevin Bacon movie ever.
You need to listen to more episodes.
Kevin Bacon is whistle dancer.
You're like, whistle dancing is very popular.
So
you guys don't understand.
It's eight to me. I will go zero.
Oh!
Ooh, I like how he did the bottle, too.
And I don't know if this is the Long Island iced tea talking, but I think I got this bitch. Hope
all
this
right,
guy doesn't have mouth Ebola.
Hey, all do you right, remember so what it's... happened last time you did zero?
I go all in, motherfucker. Yeah, this is like, isn't this the go big state or the go home state? Yeah. What the fuck?
I think it's the go home state.
Also, strategically, it wouldn't necessarily hurt him for you to get a point instead of Mike, because Mike is on the verge of winning because he already has one.
No shit.
So, yeah, so he's Graham's playing
the
this
whole
right,
fucking
I think.
Okay. Thing. I'm going to go with you then, Doug, because you've done this before.
I have a few times.
You're my favorite. It's the wine talking.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go negative names, or do you want to challenge Graham and hope that he says Starship Troopers again?
Graham, I challenge you to say Starship Troopers again. Did I say it
is
right?
This, what's it called, Graham?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's correct.
Ba-boom! Drop the water.
Oh, my.
A lot of cultures, that means something.
Nice.
Oh, dude.
How about ours?
I realize there's one by my chair if you want.
Oh. Yeah, the late, great Taylor Negron comes in and Pizza Guy, Mr. Yeah. Pizza Guy.
Yeah, Mr. Hand.
Isn't
yeah.
it our time?
Listen to some history, enjoying some food.
I like that movie.
Great
it
stuff.
Good.
Yeah, that's classic.
Never saw it.
It's hard to watch movies when you ain't been born.
But they're always HBO.
They got to set up a screen in the womb.
But I don't want to go watch it now because it'll be all 80s and shit.
What's the matter with that?
You're going to be like, it's so good. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I don't
not.
Talk
it
like that.
It holds up, I think. I think Fast Times holds up, I dare say.
Really? All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out.
And it's fun just to see all the young, you know, Nicolas Cage's tits.
Yep.
No.
See, now I know that that's going to happen. I don't even fucking need to see it now.
I don't think it is, though. I think it's Eric Stoltz and...
Yeah.
And Anthony Edwards Sean Penn. You don't see Nick Cage's tits.
And the guy that plays
DeMolle. Judge Reinhold. Judge Reinhold
jerks off to Nicolas Cage's tits.
Yeah. Yep. My favorite part. At the pool.
All right.
Then he gets a whistle dance. It's fun.
Dave, you get to pick a category again. I don't know why you get such responsibility all the time.
I don't mind. I'm an adult.
Wait, who challenged Graham that last time?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, yeah. So Mike gets to go first.
Mike
gets to go first, and then we'll go to Dave.
Okay.
And Mike gets to choose between Puff Puff Pass.
Hey.
That's Emily Blunt movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. He gave a puff, and then he decided to pass. The Sag and Baggins category, Apollo 86, and it's movies where Carl Weathers dies.
Oh.
And Go Bananas, and that's movies with apes in the title. But Mike?
Keep in mind that apes is in the middle of a bunch of shit.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
The Grand Budapest Hotel has apes in the title.
Yeah.
So,
a little trickier than you think.
Which one of those would you like to play? Emily Blunt? Carl Weathers dies?
I'm going Carl Weathers dies.
All right.
And the way to get it back.
The year is 1987, and half of the dudes in this room already know the answer. 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it was solid and suspenseful. Is slow to get started, but emerges as a grabber. And then he lists 10 names.
Oh, he wants to say it right now. I can sense it. Right, Mike?
It lists 10 names. So if you think you know it,
do zero.
That's when you can go zero.
But then somebody
or you can go negative names.
Go zero.
Depending on how many people in the cast you think you can name from the top down.
All right, I'll...
You were only 4 years old.
No, that's... You're wrong at math.
Okay, all right. That's a valid
math,
point.
Math isn't your jam.
I'll do zero.
He says zero names. Dave...
What should I do, Doug?
Well, you could challenge him, or if you think you know what the movie is... Do you know? Have any idea?
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah, so that's not a powerful position to be in right now.
Well, that's
so you
got to
hope that he's
going to
get it wrong. But if he gets it right, he'll win the whole thing. He'll get 2 points.
Let me ask you this: whether I win or lose, do I still get more wine?
You know what? I will make sure that you get at least one more glass of free wine here tonight at at hyenas.
Then I don't give a shit. And Mike, name that fucking movie, you piece of shit.
What's it called, Mike?
Can you read the?
No.
You can't read the clues.
I can, yeah, but this is interesting that you still think you need to hear the clues again.
Now I'm second guessing myself because I can only think of two movies in the world where Carl Weathers dies, and it's a toss up between those two. Oh.
All right, let me give you the clues again.
Yeah.
What a dilemma.
3 stars from Leonard out of a possible 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help? He said that this movie was solid and suspenseful.
And suspenseful.
See, that takes
some time
both.
To get started, but emerges a grabber.
See, I'm
what's the name of it, Mike?
Predator.
That's correct.
Yeah. There's the other one, though.
Because it's either that or Rocky IV, right?
You wanted to go Rocky IV, didn't you?
I feel like Rocky IV didn't start slow and then become a grabber, though.
Yeah, there's no suspense in Rocky IV.
Predator, you're just like, what the fuck are they doing in the jungle, dude? And then you're like, oh, now I'm grabbed.
Yeah, you're not watching any Rocky movie going, I don't know, is he going to do well in the fight? Like, what's... Maybe he'll get knocked out in the first round.
What's he smell like?
Rocky has lost, didn't he? He lost once.
He lost in the first Rocky.
Yeah, but
the first one he lost by decision, but he went all the way.
Went all the way.
But then the second one, did he win again?
Second one he wins. 3, he loses to loses to Clubber Lang in the early movie, but then comes back, and that's when Apollo Creed goes, the way to get it back, and they train, and they run in a pool and shit like that.
Yeah, they get
like
the
tiger. Yeah. Dance and stuff.
Then he beats him at the end of that. 4, he beats Drago, kills Apollo Creed in the beginning of the movie, and then he goes...
Played by Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Rocky fights Drago, and he kills Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
He cripples her emotionally.
Yeah.
And then...
And then she has
then
to do...
Then part 5 is Rocky 5 has his son is a street fighter, and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And Tommy Morrison.
And then... Dave wants his wine so bad. If he leaves the stage, he can't be counted for. He can't get a free wine anymore.
No, I was just to the.
So
edge.
He has to get it while the show's still going.
Yeah, right. Everyone just passes.
So he's desperate for his
you guys
free
have
glass
Rocky
of wine.
Talk.
Come on, empty out another jar of jam. Yeah, throw some Boone's Farm into it.
Yeah,
I wish.
And get it out here for our.
I don't know. I don't know how much you care, but literally a bolt just fell out of the stool that you're sitting on.
You know what?
I'm just saying. Whatever. Let's play the game.
I don't care. What game is this?
The game is over. Does Rocky Graham in part Rocky Balboa? There's the wine.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So much.
She brought it over. Like, who is this for?
Rocky Balboa, he does lose, but he goes the distance because he's 90 years old, and that's like, holy shit.
So, and it's like a nice bookend to the first movie that he goes the distance, but he's still a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loser.
Adrian is dead. Where's that new lady?
Oh, yeah.
He's at the end of the fight. He's just staggering around the ring going, new lady! New lady!
Lady!
I'm here, Rocky!
Oh, wow. She sounds sexy. Wow.
Sexy as shit. Oh, my God.
I wonder if she whistles.
Gentlemen, start your boners.
Already done.
All right. Mike is our winner. Who are you playing for, Mike?
Congratulations, yay. Mike.
I'm for Wet Hot Eric Summer,
where's
right?
Wet Hot Eric? Come get your
He's
prizes.
He's over here somewhere. He's that character.
Look at
Eric's
that.
Walking towards the stage.
He's a chef.
He's wearing black glasses. He has a brown-looking hat on. He's got a shirt that probably fit him a little better 6 months ago. And congratulations!
You can iron that. You can iron your shirt.
There you go. You don't need to iron it. Fuck irons. It's
right
in America.
It's Texas. Texas, fuck irons.
Yeah, if he had ironed that shirt earlier this evening and then sat in a chair all night, it would look like that. It could have been perfectly ironed earlier.
It's fine.
Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Don't give him a hard time.
I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
Way to go, pal.
No, you should have given him the better advice, which is switch to T-shirts.
Yeah, t-shirts.
Yeah,
are,
we're all unwrinkled up here with our fucking t-shirts.
Ten
on.
Of them for like $50 on a website somewhere.
Let me see your shithead there, Graham, and remind us of when the LA Podcast Festival is.
The Podcast Festival is September 18th through the 20th, so go to lapodfest.com. Also, I'll be headlining the Comedy Corner Underground in Minneapolis, Minnesota, June 19 and 20, so check that out. Wow. And I'll be in the lobby here tonight. I got the books and some Whistling Bane shirts, and I'll autograph your babies.
I didn't know we're doing
that. Yeah, get your babies signed in the lobby.
I got Ninjas Hate Crunchy Leaves shirts, if anybody wants
you
to.
You do? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a great shirt, yeah.
I'll wear the shit out of that.
Pick those up in the lobby. Where else can people check you out, Mike Baldwin?
My name is Mike Baldwin. Just Google me. If you go to MikeBaldwin.com,
all right, Mike Baldwin.
A different guy. Don't
What's your name again, Mike Baldwin?
It's just Mike Baldwin.
Mike Baldwin, everybody.
It's like Alec Baldwin, only it's Mike.
Okay. All right.
That's how I remember.
Mike Baldwin. I'm Mike Baldwin.
That's how you remember your own name. I love it.
It's a good system, man. Got to finally say goodbye to Sagan Baggins because the Apollo 86 category is dead. Yeah. Maybe Sagan Baggins will come back with something else. What about you, Dave Little? Where can we see you? Where can we catch you on the internet, on Twitter, whatnot?
I'm going to be at CVS later. Probably.
It's a good gig, guys.
Getting some ammonia. You can get
what
me
are
on,
you? You gonna be in the ointments aisle?
Ointments, probably. I'm on Twitter. I'm Dave Little. Letter I, the letter M, Dave Little.
Okay.
Also lovedavelittle.com is my website. Be the fourth person to visit.
Oh, then what will they win?
I don't
just
know.
Just the honor of being the fourth person.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it up since 1997.
Oh, thanks to Viagra, who hasn't?
I don't know.
Thank you guys for being here. I'm going to be at the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington, Indiana, June 5 through 6. And we're going to do stand-up, we're going to do Douglas movies, and we're going to do a Benson movie interruption of Hoosiers, which is a pretty good, serious movie. So
that
it's going to be weird to be making jokes.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. So it's going to be funky.
Okay.
But we're going to give it a try and see what happens. We did Breaking Away last year, or two years ago, and that was super fun. So we're trying Hoosiers this time. One more time for all of these guys.
Thank you, Dallas.
Graham Elwood.
Graham Elwood.
Available in the lobby.
I hope everybody had fun.
Mike Baldwin and Dave Little. Where's your name tag? I got to get the shithead off the back. Thank you, Dave. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mike. We don't have to do a formal handshake or anything. You could just leave. I need some time alone, you guys. I need some quiet time. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for doing what I assume you're going to do later this evening, which is watching David Letterman's final show. I know he was a big influence to me and lots of the comics that appear on Doug Lowe's movies and all of your favorite podcasts. And I'm going to miss him, but as always... I don't know which one I agree with. Maybe neither. Hulu buying Seinfeld is a shithead. I don't really have an opinion about that one way or the other. And the away goals rule is a shithead. Three or four guys agree with me on that. Hit the theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no